Thanksgiving, which is always an awesome experience for priests.
Yeah, so my massive Thanksgiving was so cool because, you know, typically in the Catholic Church, you know, the beautiful thing about us is that we welcome saint and sinner and everything in between. And so on Sunday, you know, you'll look out in the pews and you'll see some people who are checking their phone, you know, some people who might be asleep or whatever, struggling with kids, and
reading
some people
bulletin.
Who are, yeah, reading the bulletin, you know, and whatever. But at the first Mass, it was so neat because it's all of my friends and family, people who are just 100% in love with our Lord, and we're just so engaged in the Mass. So it was such a moment of holiness. I mean, and I say that humbly, it was just this awesome, profound moment of grace for the people who were there, and especially for myself. And just saying those the words of consecration for the first time as a priest, it was just an absolutely transcendent, profound moment. I mean, I can't put to words what it was like to say the words of Christ and to know that this is happening through me. You know, it was just this wonderful moment where, you know, I took a little moment to collect myself right before I spoke the words of institution because I had all these emotions happening inside and I didn't want to like be this blubbering mess while I'm trying to like say, this is my body given up for you, you know. So it was beautiful. It was so beautiful and just such a gift. That was my main emotion in the whole weekend was just thanksgiving, just absolute gratitude, you know, because the priesthood is totally supernatural. There's nothing anybody can do to earn it. So it's just, I'm still filled with gratitude every day for the gift that the priesthood is and will be in my life.
AM 820 is a family of radio listeners.
Together, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is bringing the Word of God to people all over Ohio.
By joining together as donors, businesses, and sustaining members, we keep St. Gabriel Radio thriving.
In the spirit of community, we invite you to stop by the station during our Spirit Drive this week.
Recharge your body and soul with food, fellowship, and prayer.
So take a break. Stop by the St. Gabriel Radio's newly renovated studio at Henderson Road and Winterset Drive.
As you enter the studio, you'll be greeted by a statue of the Divine Child Jesus, donated by the Jubilee Museum.
You can see the Mother Angelica meeting room, pray in our simple, beautiful chapel, and take a picture with St. Mother Teresa.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is your local Catholic radio station, so visit our studio this week. Let's celebrate faith in Central Ohio.
See you soon!
This is listener-supported WVSG Columbus, Ohio. The home for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
It's a good day to be alive. Everyone sing now, so let's do more than just survive. That's what I'm saying, but don't lose sight of all the beauty that surrounds you. Don't let it pass you by. It's a good day to be alive.
It is a good day to be alive. Welcome back to St. Gabriel Radio's Spring Spirit Drive. I am your host, David Martin. I'm joined in the studio by Father Dave Sizemore of St. John Newman Parish.
What's up?
And Mark Hawk, also of St. John Newman Parish, but also the president of the board of St. Gabriel Radio. Mark,
yes.
Thanks for being with us today.
It's great to be here.
Isn't it awesome? Hey, how about that last 8 o'clock hour?
Absolutely incredible. Yeah.
Thank you, all of you who gave in, all of the St. John Newman parishioners who were honoring Father Dave and over 25 gifts last hour. But we've got another hour
we do.
To try to
and
drive
support.
And by
the support. Way, I got to watch these St. John Newman folks. St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, parishes, St. Paul's, parishes throughout the diocese and beyond.
We need to hear
who
from
generously
you.
Gave to us during that last hour. Thank you so much for your commitment.
Well, this, you know, the scope of St. Gabriel Radio has changed so much over the years. Now, reaching all of Ohio with a big tower site, you know, the cost of running the station has continued to go up just because we're trying to do more.
Bigger
all the
station,
time.
Bigger signal, a lot more programming.
More people to reach.
A lot more people to reach. We have thank God we have a staff now, you know.
Yeah. Mark remembers those days without
yes.
a staff.
Yeah. We all remember
praise God
days.
For the staff. Thank you, Bill Messerly. Yes.
But all of that, you know, costs money to keep us on the air. So listen, we've got a new goal for this hour. It's 16 gifts, right?
Right, 16.
And so it's not as much as the last hour, but you know we need it. We need
we
to
need
get
you
it
to
now.
Call.
Here's the this is what I love about this. 16, 9 of those 16 total gifts have to be sustaining members. But listen to this, folks. If you become a sustaining member, which is $20 or more a month, then during this hour, dollar to dollar, they will be matched by anonymous donors.
Is that awesome?
Dollar for dollar, they'll be matched.
I mean,
by
where
anonymous.
Else do you get 100% return on your investment from the get-go?
That's awesome. 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com and click on the donate button. During this hour, we've got to get not seven, but now nine sustaining members. And bet everything that you give, $20 or more, somebody's going to step in and match that dollar.
So if
for
you're
dollar.
Looking to leverage your giving, now's the time to call. 614-459-4820. And sustaining members are at the heart of what we do because we know we can count on them month to month as we prepare and plan.
Okay, so listen to this. This is...
Oh, here comes Angel Update.
Okay, so here it is. Bonnie and Lee, also from St. John Newman, and they love their pastor. I love you, too. And they love the Alpha program. New listeners, they're inspired by Father Dave, and all of, they love Father John Ricardo. And they're going to give, at the bronze level, a monthly gift.
Oh,
thank
wonderful.
You. Thank you, Bonnie and Lee.
Yeah, and thank you, Layla. Layla is a new sustaining member from St. Brendan. We appreciate she's a big fan of learning about her Catholic faith, as we all do on St. Gabriel. Thank you so much, Layla,
you,
for
Layla.
Becoming one of our sustaining members this hour.
This is awesome. You got to listen to this. So this is a gift from Mark. He's making a one-time gift. He is not Catholic. He learned about St. Gabriel Radio through somebody putting the bumper magnet on their car.
Wow.
He started listening, heard Father John Ricardo, the seminarians talk, and then Catholic Answers. And he's learning so much about his faith, about our faith, about the Christian faith, through just listening through St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
Praise be Jesus
thank
Christ.
You. Thank
and
you,
Father,
Jesus.
When we talk
Mark,
about evangelization,
so
yeah, we get that witness a lot, that there's a lot of folks that are hearing and getting closer to God,
right.
regardless of their denomination. Denomination or faith, and learning through the Catholic faith about the beauty and the mercy and the love of the church.
You know,
well, that's one of the things I love about Catholic programming. At its best, we are sharing the truths of Jesus Christ that have been handed down for 2,000 years. And I think when that's offered in truth, in clarity, and in charity, our Christian brothers and sisters who love the Lord, they, I think, often do realize, well, wait a second, this isn't alien, this isn't foreign, this is a legacy that's been given to the church since the beginning.
And something that somebody that many people may not know is that about half of our listeners are not Catholic. You know,
half of them.
About half of our listeners are not Catholic, which is incredible when you think about it. Again, I go back to, you know, we're really learning about the new evangelization, and that you don't just, you know, live your faith, but you speak your faith in truth and in love, and that we need to get our faith out into the highways and the byways and into the marketplace and into families and into our schools and so forth. Well, this is a perfect example of that. Here we're running a station here in about three quarters of Ohio, and over half of the people that are listening are not Catholic. And we welcome you and thank you for listening to us. And just like Dave was saying, it's the truths of Jesus Christ. It's for all of us, you know. And we just got an example of a Catholic who put a bumper magnet on his or her car.
Mm-hmm.
And then a non-Catholic who starts listening to it and says, this stuff is beautiful, you know.
Give yeah. us a call. 614-459-4820.
And help us
614-459-4820.
And help us get the message out to everyone.
And really, even call us when you call us if you'd like a bumper magnet or two for your two cars or whatever the case. Or maybe you want to put one on your neighbor's car, though. Maybe you should let them know. But give us a call. We'd be happy to send you bumper magnets. I've had more than one encounter with folks who saw my bumper magnet and then asked me about Catholic radio.
Yeah, we don't put them on without their knowledge, but I do. If I see a rosary hanging, I tend to put it on the front window underneath the underneath the window.
That's
great.
Yeah. And you know, we've been around for a while, and a couple times I said, "You're just looking a little old. Would you like a fresh one?" And like, "Oh yeah, I've been trying to find."
Trying to find one. Yeah, no, it really actually really does work. It's amazing. I actually had a bumper magnet on my car once. This is many years ago, and we came out with them. And I was driving from home, and I'm driving down the side streets, and the car behind me starts flashing their lights. And so I'm thinking, oh man, you know, something's wrong. My
like
muffler.
Police. Like
yeah,
police
well, no, it wasn't the police. Thank God I've had that happen too. But I'm like, is my muffler hanging? Is my gas cap open? I mean, what's going on? And I can't figure it out. So I get through the light, and they're still doing it. So I pull over. And the car pulls up behind me, and I get out, and this woman gets out of her car, and she goes, I got to tell you something. I was like, you know, like, what's wrong? She goes, I saw your magnet, I saw your AM820 sticker. And I said, yeah. She goes, I saw it like two lights ago. So it moved me, and I turned it on, and I started listening. and I can't believe what I'm listening to. And we had this amazing conversation right there on the side of the road about Catholicism.
That's incredible.
She said she had been away from the church for many, many years, and somehow she was moved to just turn on the station, and this is like speaking to her. When we finished, it was a wonderful, just short discussion, but when we finished, she had a bumper magnet and I didn't.
And then you came to the station and got another one.
So it happens.
We got three more folks that we'd like to thank, and one of those is a business underwriter. So keep in mind, as a business, you can become an underwriter for $50 a month.
$50 a month for a business underwriter. And we will mention your name if you are a business underwriter, because part of our mission is also to support your mission. We'll mention your name at least 100 times a year on the air.
Awesome.
Yeah. And thank
awesome.
You, Chris and Pickerington.
Who hold on. What was that? What was the company?
You know, I don't see it on here, what the name of the company
before
is.
This
we'll
hours,
find out. We will come back to you.
Call us back. Email let us back know, and let us know the name, because we want to say it.
And yep. You know, we have the freedom to give you some extra mentions.
Yeah.
At
this
no extra
will be
charge.
In bonus of
absolutely.
In addition to the 100. So, right, you'll get your professional one, then you'll get your not-so-professional one from us.
And we also have Austin and Canal Winchester with a gift. Thank you, Austin, for your gift this hour, the
thanks,
9 o'clock
Austin.
Hour. And also Joan at St. Joan of Arc. She remembers meeting Father Dave at St. Bridget's, and she wants to wish Father Dave well at his next assignment.
Sweet. Very
and wants
nice.
To, and gave a gift to St. Gabriel from in
Joan.
Honor of Father
you know,
Dave.
We've had Joan at St. Joan of Arc, and last hour we had Andrew at St. Andrew's Parish. I think that's pretty cool.
That would be kind of cool.
I would
then,
love to be like at a St. Dave's or something.
Or St. Al, or Al Wishes from St. Or Al from Al
yeah,
Wishes.
Wishes. You know where you could go with this. It's amazing.
So I got to go to St. Mark's. Is there where St. Mark's at? I don't know.
You're not going to St. Mark's. You're staying at St. John Newman. just sit tight there. Okay. So listen, we got two more gifts, and one of them is a leadership gift. That's $1,000 or more.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
So, and it's from a person who wishes to remain anonymous. And she says,
how sweet.
Or he says, she says, it looks like, it has changed my life. St. Gabriel Radio has changed my life.
And now you're going to change other people's lives.
Yes,
thank you so
yes,
much.
Yes. Yes. And then we have another person from Linda. And she's in Pickerington, and she is to become a bronze level sustaining member. So thank you. And her comment says that it's continuing the Catholic education of a busy working mom. So she's always on the go, and St. Gabriel goes on her with that go, and she's always able to continue her education as a Christian.
Wow, awesome. Hey, by the way, I just want to acknowledge a few of our multi-year sustaining members who've been with us and are faithful, and we want to just thank them. There are so many of you, and we can't name you all, but I do want to mention for a moment Patricia at Immaculate Conception Parish, Linda at St. Patrick's in Columbus, and Michael and Lindsay at St. Michael's in Worthington. You are all multi-year sustaining members for whom we are very, very grateful. Well, Father Dave, every hour still has to have some encouragement for all of our listeners, and there are a few people I can think of who are as encouraging as Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, and so he's going to share with us some words that he also shared.
Before we go there,
yes.
I have some encouraging words.
Oh, okay.
Okay, listen
okay.
to this.
You come first.
Did you hear about the race between the lettuce and the tomato?
No, what happened in the race between the lettuce and the tomato?
The lettuce was ahead, and the tomato was trying to catch up.
Okay, that's not regular programming, by the way. So we're going to hear from Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, who spoke at the Catholic Men's Conference just past month, and he's going to talk about men as disciples.
If you were dying, you're on your deathbed, and your son is standing before you, what would your last words be to him? Hopefully not, "I love you, son," because you shouldn't be waiting till you're almost dead to tell your children you love them. You should be telling them that every day. King David, the greatest king in the history of Israel, was in this same situation. In 1 Kings chapter 2, David is on his deathbed. When David's time to die drew near, he charged Solomon, his son, saying, "I am about to go the way of all the earth. Be strong and show yourself a man." So here's David dying. His son is standing before him. He's telling his son, "Son, you have to be a man." But he just doesn't tell him that he must be a man. He goes on to explain how he does it. Be strong and show yourself a man and keep charge of the Lord your God, walking in his ways, keeping his statutes, his commandments, his ordinances, his testimonies, as it is written in the book of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do. Son, if you want to be successful as a king, if you want to be successful as a man, if you want to be successful as a leader, you have to follow the ways of the Lord and not the thinking of this world. You have to think and act like a man of God. But he doesn't even stop there. He goes on to say, if your sons take heed of their way and walk before me, before the Lord, in faithfulness with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail you a man on the throne of Israel. Son, I am not going to live to see my grandchildren. This message is not just for you, but it's for your sons and their sons and their sons. That if you follow in the ways of the Lord, you will not fail. The problem is today, we have too many men that are failing. Failing our families, failing the church, and failing this culture. We have to take back and step into the breach as David taught his son Solomon to do. Paul tells in the book of Romans, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind so you may know what is God's will, what is good and pleasing and perfect before God. David teaches his son that in order to step into the breach, you have to be a disciple. What is a disciple? A disciple is someone who hears, accepts, and puts into practice in their life every day the teachings of Jesus Christ and the church that he founded. That is a true disciple. And as men of God, it's not good enough just to be a disciple. Jesus goes on to say, if you are to truly be my disciple, you must deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. Follow me. Take up our cross and follow. So when we step into the breach, we don't step into the breach alone. We step into it with our Lord Jesus Christ.
And that was Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, who he's a retiring sort of fellow.
He is a retiring sort. I had the pleasure of hosting him as the pastor for the weekend that he was in for the men's conference. So as soon as he left the men's conference, he came to our high school youth group and gave just this phenomenal high school level appropriate, engaging talk at our retreat that weekend. And then he did a diocesan event on marriage and family life on Sunday. And then he was back to St. John Newman on Monday night. And we had like, 500 people there. And he gave this phenomenal talk about the family life. It was incredible.
Wow. And we need to talk about that. We need to talk about what's in this clip. But it's a good time to underscore something as our listeners continue to call us with support at 614-459-4820. St. Gabriel Radio leverages. Deacon Harold Burke Sivers came and spoke to 3,000 men at the Catholic Men's Ministry annual conference a month ago. But St. Gabriel Radio broadcast live the entire conference, and the week before had broadcast live the entire women's conference, so that those who couldn't be here, be at the conference itself, could still benefit from that message, messages.
That's really important to point out, David, because when we do these conferences— we as a diocese that puts this on, they're one of the largest men's and women's conferences in the nation. Okay, so thank you, God, for that. Thank
Amen.
You. And we're reaching a lot of people, but a lot of people are busy, and a lot of people don't live in the Central Ohio area, so they can't get here for any number of reasons. And so taping all of those talks and then making them available through our website or through the app that they use, they're able to hear everything as if they were there.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful thing. Yeah. And that's St. Gabriel Radio at work. And that's really you, our listeners, at work, because this only happens because you're part of it. And the generosity we're seeing now as you're calling us is exactly what this is all about. We all do this together. Some give their time, some give their money, some give their prayer support, but we all do this together.
And not only could we do that, but listen, we hardly ever mention, and we should mention more often, Greg Savoldi, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's our engineer. So he goes with all that equipment, all that technical know-how, and his big, big heart as a Catholic Christian man who's striving for holiness. And he sets all that stuff up, and he coordinates all that stuff. And think about Dave Orsborne.
Dave Orsborne, our program director.
And all that he does to get us ready for that Catholic conference, okay? Well, these are two dedicated men who are staff of St. Gabriel Radio, and the reason why we have them is not just their faith, but also we have them because of you and your generosity allows them to work for this mission and do things like you've just mentioned, tape the men's and women's conferences.
And that's true for all of our staff. And Mark, as chairman of the board, you know as well as anyone, and having been with the station for so long, all of our staff members are very highly talented. They're doing this as a ministry. And I find them here early in the morning. I find them here at night. I talk to them on the phone on the weekends. They're very committed to serving.
Well, the sacrifice that they make and the vocation that they've accepted for their lives is like what many of our listeners do. They have a vocation and they're in a place in their life where they can't do that. And by participating as a supporter, they're able to make it possible for people to be reached. And that's really how I always feel, is that I can only evangelize by supporting the station and helping it. And I want to encourage other people to realize that's how the body of Christ grows. And the ways that we're doing it at St. Gabriel continue to grow as well. We didn't have an app 10 years ago.
That's true.
We had a station that could reach just Marysville into Columbus.
Right.
Yeah. And then once we got it legal, then we had to go to another station. So
We were rogues.
Whatever we could do to get it done. We got a variant, so we weren't completely illegal, but not for long.
But we had a small signal.
We had a small signal, and as listeners continue to be fed by the station and continue to join
and support it and gave it contributions,
and that's what we're asking now, too, to continue.
And where are
that.
We now, Mark? Fast forward us from that small beginning and then listener generous support. Where are we today?
Before we go there, 614-459-4820. That's 4820. So 459-4820, or you can go to stgabrielradio.com and click on the donate. It's so true what we're saying here, and the staff and the mission and the expansion of the signal, and God knows where the Holy Spirit is moving us in the future. You could be a part of it. We need you to be a part of it so that we can continue to expand the mission and get into the hearts and the minds and the lives and the relationships of all of our listeners out there. Half of them are not even Catholic.
And if you're an individual, consider becoming a sustaining member, which means you give on a regular basis, or if you are a sustaining member already, thank you. Prayerfully consider increasing your monthly pledge of gift. If you're a business leader, if you have a business or in charge of a business, consider a business membership at $50 or more per month. We'll mention you 100 times per year on the air and let other Catholics who share your values know that you're out there to be supported.
And David, you asked, how are we doing at St. Gabriel? We've been blessed, but we continue to have the goals to continue to reach farther. And so we continue to do more and more. And there are many initiatives and opportunities to reach out to other parts of the Catholic population and non-Catholic population to bring the gospel of Christ. And so as the resources become available, we'll be good stewards. And that's what we've tried to be over the years as we've grown, as the Lord has provided. And if people have come forward to say, yes, I want to participate, then we take another step. And that's what we do as a board, and we'll continue to do. And we thank all of you, business underwriters, and all the leadership gifts we've been given this hour. I know we talked about Chris, and Chris is from Capital Choice Office Furniture.
Okay, Capital Choice.
Where's
office
he from?
Furniture.
Capital Choice Office Furniture.
Capital
a new
Choice
business
Office
under.
Furniture. Okay.
What did you say?
Hold on. Is he a business owner?
A business underwriter. Yes.
He's a business owner of Capital Choice Office Furniture.
Office Furniture. Oh, Capital Choice. I've heard of them. Yes.
Yeah. I bet you if you looked it up right now, Capital Choice online, I bet you'd find it.
Oh, you didn't say the whole word though.
Oh, yeah. Capital Choice Office Furniture.
Capital Choice Office
Thank
Furniture.
Thank you. No, but Capital Chris. Choice Office Furniture. And Chris, for being a new business underwriter. So we've got your first month in and the last 5 minutes.
Everything we just did was bonus.
Chris, every time we have mentioned Capital Choice Office Furniture, that is not included in the 100 mentions you'll get in the next year of Capital Choice Office Furniture on
air at St.
Gabriel
Radio. So we will be mentioning 100 more times Capital, what is it called?
Choice Office Furniture. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. And the one mention you just made of Capital Choice Office Furniture does not count towards the 100 mentions of Capital Choice Office Furniture.
Or the other 12 furniture. That we gave before that.
And if you're a business, come in and join. We have more room for more business underwriters. It's $50 a month, 100 mentions a year.
And seriously, Chris, thank you for your generosity.
Yeah, thank you,
and
Chris. underwriters.
We do love our business underwriters, and we support them.
And we so need them.
We do need them. They're part of our community.
Hey, listen, I just got this note that all gifts from now until 10 a.m. will receive, so any gift that you give, you're going to receive the new Hymns of Hope. It's praise music by Justin Iglesias.
Wow.
And Justin Iglesias, in fact, is a young upcoming artist. He's at St. John Newman.
Cool.
And he is a fantastic worship and praise guy. If you like worship and praise music and if you like hymns, he's going to send to you through us his new CD, and you'll love it.
We'll share Justin with you. Hey, by the way, Father Dave, that's one of the things that I love about Catholic Radio. You know, the Irish, it was St. Paddy's Day last week, so, you know, it's thematic.
Right.
The Irish say, though, that they refer to the pub as the community's living room. It's where people go together to meet in the community and find out what's going on. I tend to think of St. Gabriel Radio as the Catholic community's living room, because we can listen to radio and find out a lot about what's going on in the diocese, in our parishes, in the lay ministries, people like Justin and his singing. I love that. I don't know, other than Catholic Times has always been there, I don't know where else you can go to tune in and find out what's going on in the diocese.
Well, like Chip Stolter, right? I mean, he makes a lot of our announcements. We have some other people that make those announcements, but he makes a lot of those announcements. And he's always updating us through St. Gabriel Radio about what's going on in the diocese, you know, as far as the speaker here or a concert there or the fish fry over in here.
Yeah.
You know,
something for your high school students,
exactly.
Something for your college students.
Exactly, yeah.
Moms, what do you need? All yep. that. And I love that. I think it's actually, you would know better because you're in swimming in it all day long as a pastor. But my sense is it's enriched the connectivity of Catholics in the diocese.
I totally agree. It's just one more layer of community life and bringing us together as a community. We need to hear from you. 614-459-4820 or go to stgabrielradio.com.
And our callers are getting the job done. I mean, we are reaching that goal of 16,
keep
calling.
We're getting near there. We yeah. still got a ways to go, folks.
True.
Especially on the sustaining members. The sustaining members are these. They're $20 or more a month, and we need you especially. Please make a gift. We've got many more goals.
Is the time, by the way, because during this hour, if you become a sustaining member or you increase your sustaining membership, we have a generous anonymous donor who is giving a one-for-one pledge. Every dollar of sustaining membership gets doubled automatically
wow.
through this donor. So
wow.
Please help us and leverage your gift.
And when you make a gift, you can do it in honor of somebody. You can do it in honor of your pastor. You can do it in honor of a deceased loved one, the years of your marriage, or a young person in your life. Call us, 614-459-4820, and also tell us why you like St. Gabriel Radio and what it's done for your life. Thank you. Okay, so going to the clip or no?
No, we'll come back to the clip because Deacon Harold Brooks-Sivers, he's okay. Someone you can't forget. But we have a guest in the studio with us now here at St. Gabriel Radio. We are joined by Gabriel. Now, where's the angel sound? No, we are joined by Gabriel from the Catholic Society, not the Gabriel, but certainly our Gabriel today. And he's a member of St. Patrick's Parish. He was actually a guest on Family Sanctuary, which is a wonderful show. Gabriel, welcome to our Spring Spirit Drive, and tell us a little bit about your story.
Thank you very much. I am Gabriel. And
he sounds like Gabriel, too.
He does sound like Gabriel.
Man.
The story starts with the Calix Society, which is a organization founded by Catholic men in Minneapolis in the 1950s. And the purpose of it is to supplement the recovery from alcoholism. They promote AA, but AA is grown to be more secular than it really should be. So in the 50s, these men got together, and the Calix Society was formed. It's open to men and women. It's open to Catholics and non-Catholics alike. And its focus is to complement the AA program with learning or relearning the depth of God's love and mercy as the ultimate key to recovery. Okay?
Wow. So that could go well beyond alcoholism.
Well, it does.
Yeah. I love that. I mean, AA has been around for over 100 years, right?
No, 1935.
1935, okay. And it has helped so many, many, many people. But what you're saying is this is a complement to that, and it helps them to grow deeper in their spiritual lives and the realization of that God loves them.
And wasn't AA rooted in Christianity? Is
it? It's
driven the founders are Christians, right?
Yes, it is.
And God revealed this to them.
In fact, it says in how it works in AA, it tells you to find the all-powerful God now.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know there's only one.
That's right. Amen.
And one of the biggest issues in people coming into AA is their denial. They don't want to surrender.
Yeah.
So in any event, the Calyx Society is designed to focus people on a deeper understanding of Catholicism and the triune God and all of the mercy and love and merits.
Wow.
So with that setting, Mary Ann Jepson agreed to...
Mary Ann Jepson is the host of Family Sanctuary.
She's the Family Sanctuary host, and she agreed to have two sessions with our group. We had three people. I was one of them. So we went through the session, and it was done very well, and it was in September. In November, I am in the Newman Center for Mass one day during the week at 5:30, and I see Alan, a man across the room who I had come to our AA meetings years ago and had succeeded and was continuing, and we waved at each other, and after Mass we caught up with each other. And he said, "I want to tell you a story." And this was in late November. He said, "I just got back from my annual fishing trip with my friends, and this one morning, none of them wanted to go out. But I decided to go out alone. And I got the boat out, and I'm all situated. I got the line cast, and I've got this radio with me, and I'm looking for a Catholic radio station." And then he turns to me. "I heard you talking, Gabriel, about the family disease of alcoholism." It was the Mary Ann Jepson show from three months ago. And the profundity of that, 2 hours north of Ottawa, hearing the exact thing that was recorded in the studio,
mm-hmm.
was a real impact on him as he's sitting alone in that desolate day.
Wow.
And Bill and some other people thought it would be worth sharing that. And that's how God works.
Absolutely. That is how God works. And it worked right through the ministry of St. Gabriel Radio, but through you, through cooperation with the Holy Spirit.
And it isn't a question of him working through me. He will work through all of us. He says that's what he's going to do. So that we need to persevere. If we persevere at the right time, never late, some piece of grace will fall on us. And that's what happened to Alan, sitting there in that desolate 2 hour north of Ottawa, Canada, fishing boat.
You know, if nothing else gets remembered this morning by any of our listeners, know that God is working through you right now.
Every one of the listeners.
Every listener, each in their own way.
What it really impressed upon me is that you think about all the people and their situations of life, where they're at, when they're listening, just like your friend, right? They may be lying in a hospital bed. They may be stuck in traffic. They may have just come out of a terrible fight with a spouse or with a teenage mm-hmm. son or daughter, or any number of different situations where they need to hear not just a message, but a particular message for them and their situation in life. And this great big God of ours, whose infinite wisdom and knowledge and a power and of love, puts all that together right at the right time that they need to hear that message, that particular message, and it really resonates with their lives, and it really, really helps them. And so we're just asking you, as you're listening here, and you have a love for your brothers and sisters, humans, in Christ, and you know that Christ is the answer, then help us get that answer into their lives when they need to hear it the most. 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com, and we're going to go to a break.
At Raisin Rack Natural Food Market in Westerville, we believe in values. Our values run deeper than excellent savings each month on hundreds of quality organic and environmentally friendly products. We care about your health. Raisin Rack is committed to providing the highest level of service, and we show that commitment with a loyalty program that rewards faithful shoppers. Experience what a healthier grocery store has to offer. Raisin Rack, Natural Food Market in Westerville. Healthy values, service, and selection.
Signet Dental Laboratories. Professional service and excellence in dental appliances, crowns, and bridges. Signet Dental Laboratory. Online in Columbus, Ohio.
I'm Deacon Patrick Wilson with today's Daily Lenten Reflection on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. At Mass today, Jesus asks the scribe, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" The scribe answers him, which moves the Lord to say, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." Now, all of us would like to hear Jesus say this to us as well. To draw us to a total love of Him, God says, "I am like a verdant cypress tree. Because of me, you bear fruit." And this, of course, is an image of the cross. He also says, "If my people would walk in my ways, I would feed them with the finest wheat." And, of course, this is a reference to His body and blood in the Holy Eucharist. Let us remember that in order for us to be considered not far from the kingdom of God, we must first remember the Lord's first and greatest commandments, receive the Lord in the Eucharist, and take up His cross and follow Jesus. This is Deacon Patrick Wilson for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
Hi, I'm Dick Hinnersheed from the College Car Company. If you are looking for a car under $10,000 that has been road tested and aggressively priced, you need to come to our store at Weber and High in Clintonville. Visit our website at college-car.com or give us a call at 614-447-0041. And please consider financially supporting Catholic Radio.
Rob Ernie, personal injury attorney in Columbus. Auto, motorcycle, and trucking accidents, serving the Catholic community's legal needs. Online at ohioinjurylaw.com.
This is Gloria Purvis, host of Morning Glory. Gosh, I wish they had Catholic radio when I was growing up. It would have been a source for me to learn more about the faith. Thanks to EWTN, our program is provided free of charge, but there are many other expenses that must be paid locally to keep it on air. When you pledge your support, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like Morning Glory every morning. No matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic radio. Prayerfully consider making a gift right now.
Yes, you are listening to St. Gabriel Radio's Spring Spirit Drive. I'm your host, David Martin, joined in the studio by Father Dave Sizemore, by Mark Hawk, and by our guest, Gabriel, from the Calyx Society. Thank you, listeners, for calling us and supporting Catholic Radio. And you can reach us now at 614-459-4820, 459-4820, or online at stgabrielradio.com. Just a reminder to our listeners, those who've just joined us, during this hour, anyone who calls as a sustaining member, which is a regular monthly pledge of $20 a month or more, or a sustaining member who increases their pledge, will be matched dollar for dollar by a generous anonymous donor. So now is the time. Leverage your gift in this hour. Reach more people through your generosity by calling us at 614-459-4825.
And I should also mention leadership gifts. That's $1,000 or more. We really need you. And also business members, you are such a critical part of helping us spread the mission, and of course we'll help you spread the name of your business too, giving you 100 slots throughout the year. Listen, the other thing we need to mention is $750 will come to us if we reach all of our goals of this hour. We're getting closer, and we have a few more minutes, so we need to hear from you. Any gift at all will help us get to that goal, and we'll get an anonymous donor who's going to kick in another $750 if you help us get there.
And Father Dave, we have some generous gifts to announce. Before we do, I'd like to turn back to our guest Gabriel from the Calyx Society, who shared with us about the ministry of the Calyx Society reaching out to those with addictions with a message that is even more profound than the profound message of AA, by going deeper into the Christian roots of who we are, how we're created by God, and how that helps us overcome our addictions. Gabriel, again, thank you for being with us.
Thank you. I just wanted to let everyone know that we meet at St. Michael's Church in Worthington for 7 o'clock Mass on Tuesdays.
So Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock?
Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock, and then we meet in Marion Hall next to the church and gather for about an hour.
This is called the Calyx Society.
Calyx, C-A-L-I-X.
Where does that come from?
It's a Latin for chalice.
Calyx. That's beautiful.
Will you give us the phone number or the way that they can contact?
I was going to. Yes, I will. The phone number is 614-887-7720. And Jim Emley will answer the phone. He's the local, he's the secretary of this chapter. It's an international chapter, international organization, by the way, even though it was started in Minneapolis. So call him. Do not call St. Michael's because the people who answer the phone are not familiar with it and we don't want to confuse them. But call Jim at 614-887-7720 for any questions. And if, you know, he can get a hold of me if you want to talk to me later.
And if you're driving right now, you don't have a pen handy, just call us at St. Gabriel Radio. We're happy to give you the information for the Calyx Society. By the way, Gabriel, the Calyx Society helps us, not just those who are struggling with alcohol addiction, but other addictions as well. Is that right?
Yes, because the ultimate source of solution is the grace of God.
The divine physician, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Yeah. So if this speaks to you or anyone you know, prayerfully consider it and get a hold of us. Gabriel, thank you again for being with us during this hour.
Thank you, Gabriel.
God bless you.
We got some angel reports.
Okay.
We got an angel update.
We just heard from Gabriel. Now we're getting an angel report. Wow, we're surrounded by angels.
They're piling up. They're piling up in here.
Wow,
we've got
look at these. Tell us about our generous givers.
Just a couple more gifts to go, a couple more sustaining members to get to our goal, 614-459-4820. Thank you to all of you who have given this hour. Marilyn from St. Andrews in Columbus.
All right, St. Andrews,
thank
represent.
Thank you, Marilyn, for
yes,
your gift.
Thank you, Marilyn.
I know she mentions that she listens to AM820 while she's gardening and in the car, so turn on our app.
Hey, yeah.
You can go to the
Maryland
St. Gabriel
Gardening,
Radio
like
app,
that.
Go to your Play Store or iTunes Store, and you can download the St. Gabriel app and listen,
listen
anywhere
I brush
you
my
are.
Teeth, man.
That's right. That's right.
Not that I do that all day long, but...
And then we have an anonymous
donor. While
you're
driving your car.
This is something everyone should be reminded. If you're a current sustaining member, we have an anonymous donor who came in and upgraded from their current level of $35 a month to $40 a month.
Awesome.
Wow. So just incrementally
and
continue to support
his match.
Wow. That's right. It gets the match. So thank you very much, anonymous donor. And Pamela at St. Pius.
Okay.
Thank you, Pamela, for your one-time gift. Jody at St. Bridget of Kildare. Shout out to Father Dave. And as she says about St. Gabriel, what's not to like?
All
amen
right.
to that, right?
Love you, Jody.
Thank you for upgrading your sustaining membership, Jody, from $20 to $30 a month.
Wow, that's
and
very
then,
generous.
Yes, thank you very much, Jody. And Michael from St. Matthew's in Gahanna. He really enjoys Father Ricardo, which we heard earlier today. And thank you for your one-time gift, Michael. From St. Matthew's.
Hey, you know, by the way, Mark, just, you know, Jody upped her gift, her sustaining membership gift by 50%. If every sustaining member upped their gift by 50%, that would be a tremendous thing.
That would be incredible.
So just these steps make a big difference.
Make a big difference because, you know, we meet as a board regularly and we're always talking about what's next, always praying about what's next. And there's all kinds of ideas that the Holy Spirit is moving in our heads and our hearts. And, you becoming a sustaining member, a business gift level, if you're making a leadership gift or making any gift whatsoever, it will help us with the resources that we need to flesh out and make fully realizable whatever that next thing is, right? So,
amen.
So please give us a call at 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com.
I have got a great pledge of support here. It's from Karen at St. John Newman Parish. She is a bronze sustaining member now, which is wonderful. And she is giving in honor of Father Dave Sizemore, but she's also giving in honor of her daughter Anna at Ave Maria University. And this is great. In honor of Father Dave Sizemore having heard her husband's first confession and having had to bring a packed lunch.
I can't identify who he is or what he said, but actually, I think I had to do a takeout pizza for that guy.
Thank you, Karen, for your generous gift.
And we have another gift, Mike, and this is great, from St. Joseph and Tiffin. And he has made a one-time gift of sustaining level gift.
Whoa.
But he's just going to give it all at once.
All right.
Yeah.
That's
so
beautiful.
So the bronze level. And he says he gets in his car, turns on the radio. It's never off of St. Gabriel Radio, and it's been a rock in his life.
Awesome.
So this is another
Amen.
Example of somebody who's outside of our, you know, original listener area that's in other parts of Ohio now are really being touched by your gifts. Thank you. And then we have another. Oh, we have a. Hold on. We have a business member gift here.
A business member gift?
Yes. It's from Mark, and he's going to give it the business level. And Mark represents the Knights of Columbus Insurance.
The Knights of Columbus Insurance?
Yeah,
Knights of Columbus Insurance. Not just Knights of Columbus, but Knights of Columbus Insurance. It's their insurance arm.
It's insurance arm of the Knights of Columbus. Knights you guys
and Mark,
know
and Mark
that the
this.
Knights of Columbus had an insurance arm to it?
I did know. And yeah. I think that they actually used that. That's one of the tools they use to really do many of the good works they do. So it's really a very valuable service they provide, not only to the individuals they insure, but also to the community.
So well, the Knights of Columbus Insurance with Mark Hedge.
Oh, I know Mark.
So does he say aluminium?
Yeah. Well, he's from England.
Oh, he must
is
say.
Is he from like England
laboratory?
Or like, like Mark, you know. my name's Mark.
You're from Knights of Columbus Insurance,
like
right?
First he was in England, then he went to Boston or something like that. Yeah.
It's all about jumbo.
But he's with Knights of Columbus Insurance.
Yes.
We're clear on that.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, by the way, when they work out an insurance deal with you, one of the things that helps out is helps families to gain all kinds of insurance for, for their future.
Right.
Like I have a Knights of Columbus insurance policy, and it's a, I pay into it monthly, and what it's going to do for me whenever I retire, but I don't think I ever retire, is when I go to my heavenly reward, it can be annuitized, and it can go to any endowment that I want to create. But a lot of people are using it as a retirement instrument.
Oh, yeah, different kinds of vehicles.
And they can annuitize it at the end and use it as a way, you know, to support their families.
If you understand insurance well, it can be a very useful tool in your larger portfolio. And that's why you need to call Mark at Knights of Columbus Insurance.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, right.
And we love the fact that he's a business underwriter because he's part of our community, right?
He is.
That's what it's about.
All right.
So we are going to remind you, if you haven't called yet, call us at 614-459-4820. We're almost to our sustaining member goal, so we need to hear from you now. We thank you for your generosity.
And I think we're ready to go to a clip, right, of Father Matthias. A great clip that he has on, I think he was at the women's conference.
On healing.
Father Matthias Thelen on healing. Here it is.
And so when we go to the Sacrament of Reconciliation, we experience the healing of God. We can be rest assured that we are restored like the prodigal son, that we are restored to our dignity as beloved sons and daughters. We can be very sure about that. But I believe sometimes that's where we stop. Because that's what we have faith for only. We sometimes don't believe that God has any more power to heal us emotionally. He doesn't have any power to heal us physically. He has no power to heal us in different ways. We just go to confession and we allow him to forgive us of our sins. But we often go back falling into the same sins over and over and over. The sacrament of reconciliation can be for us, if we approach it with faith, a place where we experience incredible interior healing. But that means we have to look at the sacrament a little bit more differently. We have to look about our preparation a little bit more differently so that we can understand how we have been broken so we can actually receive his healing. Because I submit to you today, Jesus wants to heal you. And that many of us, we say we want to be healed by him, but we do not actually allow him. Jesus, give me your grace. Give me your healing. Jesus, love you. Love you. I want more of you in my life. We don't allow him to come. We have all sorts of blocks in our lives, blocks in our hearts. And I want to talk about some of those today. So I propose that there are three types of people that are here today. Three types of women that are here sitting in among you right now. The first are women who do not know the depth of the need of their healing. There are many of you who don't know the depth to which you have been, that you have fallen, the depth to which you have been hurt. Many of you are living in a kind of different degrees of brokenness and woundedness, and all you have left is sometimes is just surviving. You know, we're called to thrive in the Christian life, right? There are a lot of people who aren't thriving. Do you know that? There are people probably here who are surviving because they've been deeply hurt. But because they've been hurt so badly, they don't even understand the depths to which they need to be healed. And they certainly don't understand the depths to which they can be healed. Then there's a second group of people here. People who know that they need healing. They're desperately aware that they need healing. They go to confession all the time, and they know where they struggle. They know where their pride is. They know where their sinfulness is, their selfishness is. And yet they live with very little hope that they can actually receive healing in this life. They've kind of resigned themselves to living broken, to living wounded, to limping around in the Christian life. And then there's a third group of people here who know the incredible healing power of Jesus in the depths of her heart to such an extent they have received and experienced freedom. And they believe it's their task to go out and to seek and to save the lost, to introduce people to Jesus, our healer, Jesus, the divine physician. So I want to briefly talk about those first two groups. The first group, people who have kind of made friends with their brokenness.
And that was Father Matthias Phelan talking about healing. He attended the Catholic Women's Ministry this past month. You are listening, by the way, to AM 820 St. Gabriel Catholic Radio's Spring Spirit Drive. I'm your host, David Martin. I'm joined in the studio by Father Dave Sizemore and by Mark Hawk, and we're inviting you to call us right now at 614-459-4820 with your pledge of support for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and the 24/7 ministry in which we engage to spread the gospel throughout Central Ohio.
If we reach our sustaining member goal, dollar for dollar during just this next 10 minutes, if you give $20 or more a month, then dollar for dollar, anonymous donor will match that. So that'll essentially double your sustaining goal over the next year, whatever level that you give at. So help us reach that goal. And also, if we reach all of our goals, total gifts, then another anonymous donor is going to kick in and give an additional $750. So help us get there, 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com.
And I think Mark Hawk has some donor updates.
Yes, I'll give you some donor before we go to the reflection on the clip. We've got Don at St. John Newman, who's increased his contribution from $600 to $1,000 a year.
Wow.
In honor of Father Sizemore. So thank you for that leadership gift. Thank you very much,
Don. Thanks, Don.
And for Maureen and Deacon Joe at St. Matthew's.
All right.
Sweet. And they are now giving an additional gift to their sustaining membership.
St. Matthew's represents.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Maureen and Deacon Joe. And also from Charlene at St. Matthew's.
Thank you
for your sustaining membership. So thank you to all of our listeners, and thank you, Charlene, for... and also, Charlene has mentioned that she's a new convert and learning a lot in her faith from St. Gabriel. And keep in mind, if you give, you're helping bring people to the church. And a couple of the gifts we got this hour, even one of the business gifts, made the comment that they are non-Catholics that support what we're doing for the Christian faith and for the love of God. And I think the clip we were hearing is talking about the love of God. I just love Father Matthias's message about healing and bringing the love of God into your life. And that's what St. Gabriel, that's why I get so passionate about it, because that's what we're bringing is love to people, which is the love of God, and there is no greater love than God's love.
And let's
love.
Talk about Father Matthias. You mentioned St. Matthew's. You know, we had Dan Abraham on yesterday afternoon, and he's coming into the church at St. Matthew's this Easter. And he is actually also a business underwriter. His law firm, Colley Schroyer and Abraham. What was it from?
Colley Schroyer and Abraham?
Yeah, Colley Schroyer.
Colley Schroyer and Abraham.
Yes, Colley Schroyer and Abraham. That's their firm. And Dan was on yesterday to talk about his faith journey and also why he supports St. Gabriel Radio. But St. Matthew's, great things are going on at St. Matthew's. We talk about St. John Newman because we're having fun with you, Father Dave, but there's so many parishes where there's such good stuff going
on. Yeah, I mean, healing ministries, even in my own parish, I love that after all four masses every weekend, we have a group of people who love to pray with people over people, even lay hands on them and pray over them. And we call it our healing prayers.
Let's talk about healing, because Father Thelen was gave us some really great insights.
You know, one of the things that he's become a friend of mine, one of the things that we've done together just as a host parish and him coming to St. John Newman and, of course, coming to the women's conference is this thing called Unbound Prayer. And Unbound Prayer is the five keys that help set a person free from their sins, their unforgiveness of others, their addictions, their lies they've believed about themselves, the spirits behind those, sets them free to really just kind of reclaim the authority of Jesus Christ as a son or daughter of God, and then to live in the blessings of the Father. And we've been doing that at St. John Newman. We just had an Unbound conference, had like 350 people come to that, and we are seeing lives changed by that. It is so beautiful to see these types of things in our parishes that are setting people free, because we understand that ultimately the healing comes and really does come, and it comes across our lives, you know, not just like in a physical way, but a psychological way, emotional way, spiritual way in our relationships, when we let Jesus come in and unbind us from the stuff that's keeping us from really living free in Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You know, we're such a Western culture. Mm-hmm. We've been so affected by the Enlightenment and the scientific method. I think it's hard for us to realize there's a mystical dimension that truly Jesus wants to set us free beyond what we can see or imagine.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But it's true. It's real.
It is so real. And Jesus is so real. And as a priest for 20 years, I can't tell you the countless times I've seen Christ, the divine physician, heal people's lives. He does it. He does it every day. He wants to do it in all of our lives. Help us just to get that message out. We just have a few more minutes, Dave and Mark and myself, Father Dave, to try to convince you to give us a call and support our mission of getting the truth out into people's lives and setting them free. 614-459-4820. And you can go to St. Gabriel Radio. And Bills, he's telling us we only have a few minutes. It reminds me of Star Trek.
Yeah, give us a call.
It reminds you of Star Trek.
Yes. Okay, you wanted to say something. You have the con, Mr. Sulu.
Yeah, so, no, Bill has the con, right? Bill has the con because he's running.
No, he's like Scotty.
He's like Scotty.
He's like Scotty. We can't do it, Captain.
And we're like, give us just a couple more minutes.
A little
he's
more
like, I can't
power.
Do it.
Well,
I've
got
can't
a great
do
one.
It, Captain. I can't
power.
Give you any
hey,
more
Scotty,
minutes.
Hey, Scotty, let me give you one on the way out. One of the reasons why you support St. Gabriel so we can reach new people.
Yeah?
And we just received online a gift from someone who said, it's a sustaining membership, a gold level, $40 a month. I just started listening during Lent due to the billboard on Riverside Drive.
Oh, wow.
And as advertised in my church bulletin. With the direction of society values, it is becoming more and more apparent that you must continue this work and grow to communicate Catholic and Christian values. This money is being donated to put to better use so that I can pay to the cable company.
That's
why you get
that. That's beautiful.
So thank you.
Hey, listen, we got to go. But what we want to tell you is this, is that you helped us reach our goals
we
and
did.
Exceed
we did.
Our goals in the last hour and this hour. Praise be to God.
Praise be Jesus Christ. Hey, listen, don't go anywhere because I know Elizabeth Ficicelli's in the house. I know Father Kevin Lutz is in the house, so they've got a great hour ahead. But Father Dave, as we close this hour and as we thank you, our listeners, for your support, being part of our St. Gabriel community, would you lead us in a prayer?
Sure. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, we just want to thank you for your many blessings, including the blessings of your people and their belief and their conviction of helping us in this mission of getting you into the lives of people through the airways of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Thank you for your blessings and thank you for your generosity expressed in your people. We ask you to bless them and their intentions and the goals of this mission, this apostolate of St. Gabriel Radio. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Continuing listening with us here at St. Gabriel Radio as we enjoy our Spring Spirit Drive. And now here's a clip from from Monsignor Lane, who speaks to us weekly on Foundations in Faith.
And then pursuing that meaning into the mystery of the Christ and into union with God. It's kind of a major undertaking in everybody's life to live reflectively and prayerfully in the modern world. And the scriptures give us the opportunity to do that. Without the scriptures, we find ourselves kind of floating around in a world of relative ideas, a world where there is no hierarchy of values or hierarchy of thought. And although in contemporary society to talk about hierarchy is not necessarily the most popular thing to do, it has been from the very beginning of the recording of human thought an understanding that there is an order to the life that we live, and that in that order there are priorities. And in those priorities, we find the avenues and the means of discovering our purpose and our meaning. And that those priorities simply we call hierarchies of values. So today, I'd like to take a look at the Gospel according to John, the first chapter, the 35th to the 42nd verse. And this has to do with the witness of John to Jesus as he passes by. When John says to him,